Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Let me tell you, when I was younger, uh-huh. One of the things I used to love was Bible studies.
Okay.
They literally taught us like Bible studies and scripture in school.
So when is the Bible studies or religious education?
Well, because it was actually a Zulu school, Ezenkolo.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is in primary school. I was like maybe 3 or 4.
I used to bunk religious education.
I loved it. I love the story. Anyway, and I remember all the stories. And I remember they were telling us a story of the burning bush.
Oh, yes.
And I was so intrigued. I was like, why is this bush burning forever?
Mm.
Why is it not stopping? And so I've always, you know, I've been intrigued by things like that. I was speaking to a friend a few years ago. I don't know if I should mention his name. You'll know him if I do, so maybe not.
Mm.
And he was telling me that he once did ayahuasca, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then he says he saw God.
Okay.
Then I was like, okay, jeez. Go on. And the way he described God, he said it was a cloud, right, mm-hmm. with diamonds, but diamonds like as clear as you can imagine and as white as you can imagine. And these diamonds then formed a face. It was the brightest thing he'd ever seen, he said.
Okay.
And then that was the face of God. It wasn't necessarily a human or a thing.
Mm.
It was just something inexplicable.
Okay.
Wow.
So then I thought to myself, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. And then yesterday, I heard this from Denzel.
I was on a yacht. You're a Christian woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a boat, listening to music, praying. And there was a song on called The Face of God. And I said, Lord, in my prayer, I said, Lord, you know, everybody's singing about the face of God. They can see your face. And I want to see your face. And while I was saying, I want to see your face, I heard, turn to your left. I turned to my left. I picked up my phone and I went, shh. I didn't turn to my left and look around. I just heard, turn to your left.
What was the picture? Oh, my... That's breathtaking. Sorry, guys, for those that you can't see, it is literally a blue sky, and it looks like wings.
Well, and the face... It looks like a nose.
There's a nose.
And there's eyes.
Hang on.
And he's smiling.
Oh, my... That is a... There's a nose, there's lips, and there's... Is he wearing shades?
Bible says we will see, like, through a mirror darkly, but then face to face.
So today... I want to speak about, because you may not necessarily be Christian, and that's fine, right? Any religion, any experience that you've had where you're like, even if I didn't believe.
What, the paranormal?
There's got to be something here.
Oh.
Have you ever had an experience like that?
Oh, I have that all the time.
Tell us.
I could enter spaces and feel like I'm not alone, but more often than not, I'm not bothered.
Mm-hmm.
It is when I am bothered that I worry. But there are times you enter a room and you're like, okay, I'm not alone in here, it's fine. Or sometimes you put an item here, you walk out the room, you come back, it's not where you put it and it's somewhere else. And you're like, it's okay, you're playing games, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you just move the item and you forgot.
That's an error somewhere, human error.
Really?
It happens quite a lot. No. And it's normal.
How you get so was, Aleko? Saul, anything?
Paranormal, a part is normal. To begin with. I like paranormal, if we're being honest. No, but you know the feeling that you're not alone? And I remember someone once told me, someone oboniswayo, because sometimes I get a very strong feeling of my mom's presence. And when that happens, I just speak to her, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I was taught.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I've never really felt anything super paranormal and like... I remember once I escaped an accident, and I don't know how that happened. I was driving to work. I was still working breakfast at 5 FM. I was on the N3, and there was a truck. I don't know. That truck, I swear to God, I was just closing my eyes, waiting for impact. It turned into my lane. Mm. I don't think it had seen me. It was very dark, and I was driving a charcoal car back then. I don't know how I survived that. Now, it could be just my imagination playing games with me.
Yeah.
I still don't know what happened that morning. Till today, I asked myself, and just, I'm grateful, you know? But outside of those two things, but the one that I'm not alone. I feel it a lot of times.
Mm.
Hmm. Maybe you went underneath the truck like Too Fast, Too Furious.
Nah, impossible.
But now, why are you closing your eyes? Just break, bro.
No, it happens. It happens.
It was, I mean, too late.
I've also gone through a situation, an accident, as an almost accident, where there were two donkeys in the road. Till today, I do not know how I maneuvered between those donkeys.
Mm.
I don't think it was, till today, I don't think it was me at the wheel. Mm. Something else took over, and it was not me.
Defensive driving.
So, it wasn't even me. It was not me. I don't know.
Jesus. I've had a Denzel experience, but I think that is called what? Pareidolia. Okay. When we have the tendency or ability to recognize shapes of either faces or animals.
Oh, yeah.
So that thing, I don't know, I always thought I had an overactive imagination until I actually found that there is a term for it. It's called pareidolia. So that is probably as paranormal as anything has ever gotten for me. But I've also been in an accident. And I also didn't know how I survived. Because I could see now, I think I was driving too fast. And I got pulled by gravel on the side. I think somebody wanted to overtake.
Mm.
So I went far to left. I was pulled by the gravel. And then I started driving in. And I saw this tree. And I was like, okay, now I'm dying. And I was like, okay, let it happen quickly. I'm talking to myself. This guy's driving. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm dying. But let it happen quickly. It's okay.
Whoa.
It's happening. It's happening. Somehow, I got back onto the road. There was a handbrake turn. I was facing the other way.
Oh, no, handbrake turn.
And I just thought, and guys, it was back in the days. I was driving a VR6. It was one car that, I was always just around in the house. So there was always this one of the guys that was a driver then who had the VR6 and had borrowed me.
Okay, so,
a long time ago, but I don't know how I survived.
Funny. Give us a shout and let us know if you've ever had, I don't want to say a brush with paranormal activity or pareidolia, but something where you're like, this is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it, please. 086-000-00959.
Is it what you just spoke about? Well, I see it daily, and especially in the clouds. Just on last week, Thursday. No, it wasn't a Thursday. I can't remember when was it, but just now in the days, I was looking at the full moon, just right out of my bedroom window. And then just below the full moon, there were clouds. But in these clouds, there were two alphabets. And these alphabets were BC. And you know what BC stands for, before Christ. And that was like, and they were so clear, so clear, vividly. Wow, yeah.
Achmina, I always get these messages. You know, at the age, I think, of 35, I was told, Uguti, I was going to move out where I am at the age of 37. And guess what? At the age of 37, I was out of the house that I was staying in, you know? And when I move out to the other house, I was told, Uguti, there's another house that I'll move into, you know? And after 2 years, I found myself in the same house that I saw in the dreams, you know? So mine happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember an instance when I was in varsity at UJ. So coming from the Auckland Park Kingsway campus, right? I stayed in Westdean. So I was on the other side of the dam by the stadium. So it was late at night. I was coming from a friend's place. At that time, I have a new laptop, I have new textbooks, I have a BlackBerry in my pocket, and I have cash. So I'm like prime Ngunzi target. And I see these two oaks on either side of the street as I'm approaching the curve of the dam. As I'm walking there, I'm like, as in na Ngunzi, la Englindin. Ngati, God, if you are real, if this is the time, I must stop my mchete anyways. Please show yourself. And I walk past those guys with such, like, they just looked at me. As though they were like bodyguards. They just looked at me, watched me go. But after that, I changed my ways. I knew there and then, that definitely had to be.
Changed his ways, he said. Hey! Blind. Let us know. We'll take away your story. 086-000-00959.
I remember an experience I had when I was 11 in grade 5. I dreamt one of the teachers was involved in a car accident and they passed. So the following morning I came to school. The teacher didn't come to school. So I then asked what happened. They were like, she was involved in a car accident. I cried hysterically. I was taken to the principal's office and they made me call the teacher and she reassured me that she was fine.
Yo, guys, I can actually relate because what happened to me was I was driving from Pretoria to Mokopadi side. It was like very late at night, like around probably 1 to 2 a.m. And yeah, fatigue sort of set in and I fell asleep at the wheel. But I wasn't aware that I was sleeping. Then I just heard somebody push me and say, "Emon natoch." And then when I woke up, I was about to veer off the road and about to like roll off it as well. So yeah, trust me, there is somebody always watching over us. And maybe it's God, but it is God. For me, I feel it's God.
Were you playing Vuga Maule?
I'm a believer of God, always have been, because I was raised in that environment. But there was a time where, guys, Ngasha, I was heartbreak. Like, I was brokenhearted like never before. And I remember right after church, I went to the car, like, I was sobbing, okay? Kuzamikung feels like it's just been, like, sat on by an elephant. I don't even know how to describe that pain. And I prayed to God, and I said, listen, God, like, help me get through this. Take away this pain, and I promise you, I'll do better. And instantly after that prayer, like, I really felt peace. Yeah, when the Bible, when they talk about peace that surpasses all understanding, I felt so much peace and calm, and I felt healed. Like, yeah, God to me is the realest thing ever, Shane.
You know, my experience was choking from a McDonald's chip that I was trying to swallow. So it got stuck on my throat, and this was in 2017, I think, on the 20th of November. And that experience actually changed my life because, yeah, Angie, but being Pumi, Ikwebu, and stuff like that. And yeah, I came back to life, I guess. So this is the second version of me. And I'm loving life and I'm enjoying every single blessing I'm getting. Thank you so much.
I took a picture in front of this house while I was passing in this cheesy section going to Mkukwin Love and Shalakon. Only to find out 2 years after, and then I'm going through my phones and I'm like, hi man, I took this picture outside this house. Damn, so that was something else. If I was chasing lapha kuba umporo nabo bushiri, hey, kube ngithathe nje isalary yami yonke ngabanikeza nakathi guys, I thank you. But then I think it was just nje idlozilam or the God doing wonders on me.
Got preeclampsia when I was pregnant. I had to go into emergency surgery. It was like after midnight. I didn't know what to expect. I'd been moved to a public hospital because hospitals were full. I was all on my own. And I honestly went into panic mode. But when I was being wheeled to the theater room, for some reason, every single attendee that dealt with me looked familiar. Either it was a guy from varsity, either it was one of my mates, either it was someone I knew when I was growing up in Hammersdale. Like, just every single person I encountered just gave me a sense of peace. And I mean, you know, high blood pressure, anxiety, stress levels are up. I really feel like that was just something to calm me. Honestly, I really don't think I knew any of those people. But it got me through, and now I have a 3-year-old, and she's beautiful and perfect. God is there, believe it.
Yeah, but I think I'm walking with the God with me in my hand. I don't know, some miracle happened. You see, I'm working 8 to 5 every day. But then after 5 o'clock, I had to start another job where I'm a driver. So I have to tell you, bro. Sometimes I'll see myself driving at night, then sleeping like dead sleep. Then I'll see myself at the destination. That's me. That's Ja. I think Ja is working overtime on me. Away.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.